Next is caffeine. We've come to the end here with Starbucks, haven't we, ladies and gentlemen? Starbucks. Think about it. Here's Starbucks. Here's Schultz, who's making more than $1 billion a year selling you water, cream, and caffeine. Systematically killing you, and I'm sure that's not his mindset about it. I'm sure he's a great guy. Systematically killing yourself. What is coffee? Pure, complete acid. About as acidic as you can possibly get. Caffeine is from the morphine family, by the way. It is a nerve toxin. The only reason you drink coffee is because you've been conditioned to do so and because you eat so terribly that you need the stimulation to try and pick up your energy. Now, years ago, you used to eat drink Joe's Black, but now you don't do that. You've It's an adventure drink today. Right? It's got some special name from some special place. And of course, is it the same size it used to be either? No, like super big gulp, it's this big. So now let's take some cow mucus in and let's mix it in with some acid to burn some holes in the inside of us. And let's sit down and pay $3 for that and feel like I'm an achiever because I have mocha smoke a poo poo. I'll tell you where it really scares me is these young girls. These young girls, they call them latte girls now, right? Right, you know what I'm talking about? They hang out at Starbucks, and they're young girls who are really impressionable, and they want to get boys' attention, and they want to be skinny, so they don't eat. And so what happens is their body is very acidic, and then they drink coffee on top of it so they keep their energy going and so they don't feel hungry. And plus, it's a cool place to hang out because they create a nice environment. I saw the blood, for example, one woman who had cancer. Dr. Young had worked with her. She'd cleaned out her body of all the cancers, totally healthy. And I saw her before and after blood, and that day she brought her daughter in. And there are patterns in the blood that you can see that are very predictable that Dr. Young has spent 15 years of his life to predict. And it's like fingerprints. Because the acids in your body, when you prick the blood through centrifugal force, when the blood comes out, the acids are the heaviest part, and they come out to a specific position on the blood. Like when my wife's blood was done, I never knew she had a heart murmur, where it speeds up, I guess. She never told me. And I was there, and the woman looked at me and said, you have a heart murmur from a dried piece of blood. And in every single drop of blood, there was this pink spot in the same location on every piece of blood. There are like 9 things. And it's like a fingerprint. It shows where the acids retain. So you can see when somebody has irritation in their prostate or irritation in the breast. You can see it from their blood without them even knowing anything. And you guys will have this experience when you go to Mastery because that's an intensive test that's available for you there. But what's interesting about it is you look at this thing and you see the blood and we look at this little girl and I began to identify the patterns as an amateur. I would never diagnose anybody. I'm not qualified to do that. But I'd seen it enough. You start to know what it is. So I turned to the person next to me and I said, this girl has internal bleeding. Because there's a certain place in the body that becomes irritated, has a certain color on every drop of blood. I mean, it's severe. And so Dr. Young, when it came to him, he said, you have severe internal bleeding, don't you? And she said, yes. She's been having her period nonstop for 12 weeks. She's been sick as a dog. She can't figure out what it is. And what she is when you looked at her live blood, there's 2 blood tests. One's dried, one's live. When you looked at the live blood, it looked like a battlefield. Everything was just blitzed. Like, you know, we normally see these round, healthy cells or cells like weird shapes, triangles, crinkles like golf balls all mashed up and everything else, not able to bring what she needs because her body was so purely acid. And you know what? Was that genetic from her mom who also got cancer? No. She took on her mom's lifestyle. She ate the same way her mom did, had a lot of the same emotions. A lot of things we think of as genetic very often are not genetic at all. It's that we inherit and we duplicate the lifestyle and habit structures of the people we live with. And so what's neat about it is, I don't know, I haven't seen her since then, but I know, having seen enough of the other people that Dr. Young worked with, that she'll be fine as long as she's alkalized and energized and gets it done. But she was in a very severe place at, like, I think 13 years old. You don't want to drink coffee, you know? Please find yourself something else. Make a transition to an herbal tea so you get that warm feeling you want and stuff and have something to drink and go to the same place. But don't drink a cup of acid to start your day and stimulate your adrenals till they're worn out and someday they're not there for you, and fill yourself full of cream and mucus that now cause you not to be able to absorb the nutrients you need, and then wonder why you feel a bit tired or frustrated, or maybe 2 years from now or 3 years from now, you got a problem. Women with breast cancer, I got to tell you something. all the studies. Go do your homework. And you'll see all these studies about women where they eliminate coffee and what happens to the nodules in their breasts disappear. Because again, it's acid irritating the cells and then the lymph surrounds it and starts to grow. Coffee is one of the worst things you can take, and we take this neurotoxin every day because it's social hypnosis. But I gotta tell you something. If you want to be like everybody else, you get to suffer what everybody else suffers. Unhappiness, a life that's unfulfilled, frustration, overwhelm, broke, fat, or ill health, dying of heart disease or cancer. That's not a generalization. That's the majority of America. Now, if you want that, live like they live. If you're going to lead and not follow and believe and not doubt and create and not destroy yourself and be a force for good, then you have to be able to do something like defy the odds of what everybody else is doing around you and set a different standard for yourself and step up or go back. But you got to decide which one you're going to do to make the thing happen. And the last one I put in here for you is drugs. And I don't think we even have to go through that. I mean, if you're saying, yeah, but I only do it a little, you know, you're poisoning yourself. Drugs are a way to try and alter your state. They don't give you what you want. So here's our final step here, and then we'll do a little celebration. That is, here's my 10-day challenge. Put your body in peak state, in your chair. Peak state. Wake it up. All right?